Welcome, welcome, welcome to the PNR Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Michael B. Proud. This is episode 11-1-1, and it's entitled, I Don't See Dead People, which if you're familiar with The Sixth Sense, then you know what direction this episode is steering into. If you haven't seen that movie, it was a big deal back in the day. I was like, I think it was in my teens when that was a huge movie. But, you know, if you haven't seen it, or maybe if you're a younger listener and you don't even know who Bruce Willis is, that's a shame if you don't. But, yes, we're going to be talking about ghosts today. So that's what that title is kind of poking fun at. As always, you can catch me on Facebook at Polrel PCast. P-O-L-R-E-L, second name, P-C-A-S-T. Instagram, because, you know, some of you people are big fans of the Instagram. PNR PCast, one word. And then on Twitter, at the PNR Podcast. And then on Patreon, the space P space ampersand. Yes, ampersand. Let's start over from the top. The space P space ampersand space R space podcast. Okay, now that we got the social media stuff out of the way, and I said hello to all my beautiful listeners out there, let's get into it. Okay, so I'll just come out and say it right away, so there's no suspense during the entire episode, and yeah, we'll just. I don't believe in the things. I don't believe in ghosts or orbs or. Or monsters, or, you know, all those sort of things. But since this is a ghost episode, I won't get into monsters, but I guess orbs are kind of, that's, according to the ghost people, it's supposed to be, you know, spirit energy collected or something, I don't know. Yeah, so all that sort of stuff, I don't believe in it. This isn't so much like, you know, religion, where if you don't believe in a religion, I respect it. Or, you know, if you believe in something different than me, I still respect it. This is, and I'll explain why, but this is sort of where I don't respect your belief in ghosts and spirits and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not a jerk about it. I'm not like, oh, well, I don't want to know you, or I can't be friends with you, or whatever the case is, it's not like I'm going to be like a horrible person about like your belief in ghosts or spirits or whatever, but I'm sort of like, it's like foolish to me that you believe in it and whatnot. And, but like I said, I'm not going to hate on you, or I'm not going to be mean to you about it. I'm just going to, if somebody's like, oh, I believe in ghosts or whatever, I'm just like thinking out of the back of my mind, oh, okay. So that's the one thing that you have wrong with you, or there might be other faults too, but even to a, you know, so-called perfect person, that would be their one fault, I guess, because yeah, it's just it's silly to me. And but don't, you know me, the scientist and the thinker, I'm gonna get into to why it's silly. It's not just some sort of capricious, oh, they believe in ghosts, that's silly. And there's a little bit of thought to it, at least to why I think it's silly. But in the same vein, as I was talking about before with religion and, you know, my respect levels and ghosts and respect levels and whatnot, this is sort of one of those things, though. I guess maybe I'm a little bit nice about it, too, is because it's sort of like religion in the fact that even though there's no scientific proof for ghosts, and believe me, before you say, well, there is, I'm going to cover that, too. But I think that's why I'm not, I guess I don't try to be a complete dick anyways, but I guess this just makes it, it reinforces the way that I won't be a complete dick about it, because believing like spirits and ghosts and all that, that's sort of like religion where it's like there's absolutely zero scientific proof, but you still believe anyways. And like I said, to those people who are like, well, there is. Hear me out for a second. Just say there isn't. Just please be like, okay, there isn't. I'm going to pretend for a little while. Then you'll kind of understand at least why, you know, I'm going to be nice about it. Because say there isn't any proof about it, then you're just believing on your own, right? Like, it's sort of like God or whoever you worship. It's sort of like there's zero proof of their existence, yet I still believe. And that's the same thing with ghosts. There's zero proof that ghosts exist. And yet, you know, some people still believe. Like I said, believing in ghosts is a choice, like the belief in God or something along those lines. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple stats that I found interesting. A 2005 Gallup poll found that 32% of Americans believe in ghosts, or, you know, things of that nature, spirits, sprites, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So that's a staggering, that means almost one in third believe in ghosts. So I know this is going to be like one of those battles where it's like, I have two people who agree with me, but there's always that third person that's like, no, you're wrong, and I'm right, and this is why, and that's okay. This is one of those times where I'll side with the other two. Thank you very much. And then the other stat, a 2009 Pew Research Center study found that 18% of Americans say they have seen a ghost. 18%. Again, that's a pretty big number for something like this. But I guess this is how it's the antithesis of religion. The opposite of religion is that, you know, a lot more people believe in a religion without proof. I don't know the exact number. The 7 billion people. That take the Pew Research Center a long time, or Quinnipiac, or one of those other think tanks to find this out. But a lot more people, you know, tend to believe in religion than they do in ghosts. So even though I find those numbers extremely high for what it is, I wouldn't find it extreme at all for religion. So. But that's just that's a couple things I found very interesting for something that I feel is so silly of a belief, and yet the numbers are kind of that high. Like, and let's just throw this. I wanted to kind of keep this a little organized, but I'm gonna throw this one out there right now. If there's 7 billion people right now, we're gonna be like at 8, I think, in like 10 or 5 years, something like that. So you have that many people though. People are dying every day. I'm sure it's probably like in the hundreds of thousands, if not maybe even just a million people die every day. This is worldwide, of course. I'm not just saying in America or something, but so yeah, you got all these people that die every day. A lot of horrible circumstances, which again, I'll get into later in the episode. I really wanted to keep this organized, but I got to jump to this because this is just one of those things where it's just like, I'm going to put this out there right now with all you know, all the people that believe. I'm going to try to tie the numbers in. So what was it? You have 18%, right? Yes, 18%. You've had all these people that have died over the years. It's probably been, before there was 7 billion people, there was at least 7 billion people that existed all throughout time, if not higher. It was probably way higher. I'm going off the cuff, so I kind of don't really know that for sure. I wish I had looked that number up beforehand, but I can at least say certainly that it's been that many people at a minimum. Like I said, it could be way higher. Okay, so with 14 billion people, a lot of them die in horrible circumstances, murders, maybe war. War is another one. Just like I said, horrible circumstances, which supposedly triggers hauntings if people die under terrible circumstances. You think that number would be 100 if the ability to see ghosts were a thing. And that's kind of even my first kind of point, though, is that you've had this many people and you say 18%, so almost one in five people have seen a ghost, but there's been that many chances, like instances of a haunting to be possible, that number should be way higher if you can see ghosts. It should be exponentially higher. It should be 100%. It should be a 105% just for the fuck of it. It should be that crazy. It should be everybody has seen a ghost that has had at least 5 years on Earth. Or any, or, you know, not to be biased to the blind, but a blind person should also be in that, because maybe they've had a ghostly experience. So seeing a ghost is not entirely fair, because according to ghost people, you can also feel them and the cold air and you can hear them. So unless you're fucking Tommy the Pinball Wizard, you're going to be aware that there's ghosts there, apparently. And even Tommy, he could feel the flippers. He, you know, he didn't know where the pinball was going. He sensed it, but he didn't, couldn't see it or hear it click off things. So he's just there, you know, fucking diddling the flippers on the side or whatever. Then he should even be able to feel a ghost, because apparently, you know, if they're swimming around you, you know, you can feel their presence or whatever. So that's just something I want to say versus those numbers. There's 18%, yet there should be, it should be 100 if the, you know, what they say about ghosts, the characteristics of a ghost is constant. I mean, it has been, at least it seems in what I've seen. Now, here's something else interesting. I found while I was doing the notes for this. I had always had this thought that, you know, ghosts, like the belief in ghosts was kind of a new thing, like, you know, 18th or 17th century. And that's not to say those things are new. Those are old things. Once you have a century behind it, I'd say it's old in any capacity, really. People are certainly old at 100, because the oldest person ever was like 125. So if you're 100, you're an old person. I think just paper that survives that long, or buildings, because look at these ballparks. All you got left is like Fenway and Wrigley. Everything else is like 30 years old or so. Like, so yeah, once something has like 100 years behind it, it's old. So it's not ancient, but it's old. But it's kind of new in the you know, the thought that human history, at least recorded history, goes back, I don't know, what, 8,000 years or something? That's when they, you know, they find all those tablets with, like, the cuneiform or whatever. Like, that's supposed to be the start of it. Or maybe Egypt is, I don't know. But, yeah, that's, you know, if history goes back that far back, and I'm only going to go back, like, 200 years, then this is kind of a new thought on, you know, that sort of timescale. But that's what I had always believed, though, is, you know, the concept of spirits and so forth is kind of a new thought. But I'll at least be this fair about it. When you have, like, the Catholic Church in charge of Europe, and you have the Inquisition going on in different countries, in, like, you know, like the 1500s or whatever, then it's almost fair to assume that if people did see spirits back then they hid it because that'd be like witchcraft or one of those sort of things. Like, you'd definitely get like your dick cut off, and then they'd fucking like throw you on the stake or whatever. So yeah, it's not, I'll be this, even though I don't believe in, you know, sightings and all that stuff, I'll be fair and think that, you know, at least going back to that time, if people did see these things, they didn't tell anybody or report it, because they'd be like, oh, well, you're a witch, so you're going to be fucking drawn and quartered, and then we're going to hang your head on a pike outside of the town, so people know better than to fucking expound your bullshit witchcraft. Okay, so in all fairness, yeah, I thought this was a new thing, but this is the interesting thing I found out. This goes way back. even in like pre-literate cultures, there was like animism and ancestor worship and stuff like that. So, you know, as far back as even that, like, people believed. But like, so then you even get to like, you know, kind of an advance in time. This is still ancient cultures, but it's like the Jews believed it. Because if you look in the book of Samuel, King Saul had a witch summon Samuel's ghost. And then Egypt believed it because they had the Book of the Dead. But even, you know, that was a funerary book, and it kind of showed you how to, like, survive the afterlife or whatever, and it depicted it or whatever. But it's also kind of a compilation of the different ghosts that, like, Egypt had believed over time. And then if you look in Homer's works, which I didn't have to look this up, I already knew this, there's a lot of, like, ghostly imagery. And there's even like a part of the Odyssey where he travels to Hades, and he meets Persephone in Hades, and all that sort of stuff is going on. And you get the Romans too. Pliny the Younger and Plautus, they wrote about haunted houses in some of their work. So it's kind of fascinating to me because even though I was very familiar with the Book of Dead and Homer, I didn't draw that comparison right away when I was thinking of even like doing this episode. I was just like, I wonder how long ago the belief in ghosts goes back. And then they were like, well, you know, like I said, I was reading about it, and it's like ancient cultures or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, Egypt and Greece, totally. I'm surprising myself that I didn't realize this earlier. I was just like, oh, you know, no one before Benjamin Franklin's time believe in ghosts. So yeah, way off on that thought. It's interesting to me too, though, that I also kind of drew this comparison that in the same era that I thought people started seeing ghosts, that ghosts were actually, you know, starting to be debunked by scientists. Like, they were trying to come up, maybe they believed at least a little bit in the back of their head, like, oh, this could be real. Because I think sometimes a belief in something like this is just a human not being able to comprehend anything. So you kind of come up with some sort of organized thought on this. But it seems like as far back as I thought that people started, reporting ghosts and sightings or whatever, it also seems like scientists were starting to debunk it, which I don't think that happened before, because maybe there were scientists, but they didn't come out and say, oh, well, we're going to debunk ghosts. Because again, it could be a fear of the religious authority, like, you know, like I said, doing something terrible to you before they kill you. In that same vein, though, just we'll disregard even that era. For whatever the case is, it seems like it just started, like, maybe even only in the 1800s, like that, oh, well, people are starting to report ghosts. I'm a skeptic, and I'm a scientist, and I'm going to, you know, debunk what they say about what they saw. And that's kind of a fair thing, though. Because I think human nature, ever since we had humans that could, like, think, when somebody would present their thought, there was always a skeptic in any crowd. And I think that even goes to religion. There's always been preachers who have been met by skeptics. Yeah, I feel like, you know, There's always been skepticism. So therefore, like, no matter what idea is presented, there's a skeptic, and that doesn't change for ghosts. There's people that say they've seen it, and there's skeptics that meet them with it. Another thing, there's not a lot of, like I said, again, looking into the more about this episode, I found out a lot of fascinating stuff about, you know, ghosts and the disbelief in it. And it's kind of, I've always had that, just like, you know, I've had a disbelief in it. I don't believe in it. But again, in reading like into this episode a little bit more, because I didn't want to have like a 5-minute episode where it's just like, oh well, I don't believe in ghosts and that's that. I want to have a few things to discuss and kind of go counter with the ghost people when there's discussion on it. The funniest thing, but it's true. Because I kind of giggled a little bit when I read it. They mentioned that, you know, why are ghosts always clothed? And I guess that's just a small point. And I find it's funny, but it's also true. Why are all ghosts clothed? Every time anybody sees a ghost, they never say, well, it was a naked ghost or whatever. Why would a ghost be clothed? But why within the parameters of what a ghost is, why would they choose to be clothed? Or why would clothes be forced upon them? That's just kind of a silly rule too, though, where it's like every ghost has to wear clothes or a shroud or whatever. It's never a naked ghost or anything along those sort of lines. Now, the thing that all these ghost people sort of agree on is that, you know, ghosts are the deceased that are looking for vengeance, or they're imprisoned on Earth for, you know, the bad things they did while alive, or they suffered some sort of, like, terrible death. Like I had mentioned earlier, it's like war or murder or something along those lines. Like that happened to them, or even something before their death. Like, they got beaten into a coma and then they died later, or whatever the case is. It's always, that's sort of the one thing that all these ghost people agree on. It's like, oh, well, that's the reason why they're here or whatever. But also in kind of talking about, you know, the philosophy of ghosts or whatever, they can't agree on what a ghost sort of is, though. And then, you know, if they do, like, so that's one thing that I find weird. Just like there's no concise agreement on a lot of aspects about what a ghost is. And then furthermore, this is the one thing I kind of want to end this episode on, is that, you know, they offer this proof, because not only do they want to, you know, counter the skeptics, but they want to say, well, I'm a rational thinker and a scientist, and this is the proof I can provide for the existence of ghosts, because I'm so smart. No, all your shit is just, it's speculative. And it's a guess. It's not like, I appreciate, okay, here's the thing. I appreciate the proof that you're trying to present to everybody. And it's, and even in that regard, it's sort of rational with some of the methods you use. Like, you know, there's cameras. Like, that's a very reasonable thing to use. Or, you know, digital audio recorders or whatever. So they use stuff that records audio and video. So in that regard, I respect that. But then there's a lot of like silly stuff, like Geiger counters, because I guess spirits emit radiation. And then you have EMF readers, which that determines electromagnetic field. So I guess spirits present that too. But I mean, you can encounter EMF with all sorts of stuff, like bad wiring, shoddy wiring can trigger it, or if you're close to a microwave tower, metal can trip it, the recording equipment itself can. I mean, a cell phone can set off a damn EMF detector. So it's like, you know, are you leaving all that other stuff in the car and only going in with the EMF reader? And then it's like, you know, and then you're not going to encounter metal. Give me a break. And then, like I said, the Geiger counter, that's just fucking silly. And then they use thermometers. Oh, it's cold where this is. And oh, so there's a ghost here. And then, like I said, just the video cameras. I mean, that can be fooled by dust. Sometimes dust can reflect light, and they're, oh, there's the spirit or whatever. And then they use thermographics and night vision. And all that. It's really crazy. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like this proof is not good proof. It's not. It's there's got to be some sort of scientist and ghost guy that's like, okay, I want to believe in ghosts, but I can't until I determine a good way to actually figure out that a ghost is here. And until that sort of happens with just one guy or a group of people that want to believe in ghosts but can't because they're way more of a scientist than that, then you're not going to have the equipment to properly figure this out. So yeah, that I kind of wanted to end on that because, you know, you have these ghost hunters or whatever, but they say, well, here's my proof. And it's just always, oh, I this eerie sound on your tape, or, oh, did you see that little thing of light or whatever? Oh, that's the ghost. Or, oh, there's high levels of fucking Rutgens or whatever that unit for radiation is. Oh, you know, that's clearly the work of the ghost. So that's just kind of how I want to end things with this one. It's just like, you don't have proof. You don't have proof. You don't have proof for, like, even you don't have a reasonable amount of proof. Like, you don't have, this is more than, like, even the aliens thing where it's like, oh, we compiled all these different things. No, it's a guess. Because even if ghosts are real, it doesn't seem like you have it figured out what would actually capture proof of them. You don't have the Ghostbusters thing where you can shoot the protons at them and then, you know, collect them and then dispose of them. Like, you don't have the proof. You're just taking a guess. This is all guesswork. It's pseudoscience bullshit. You don't have proof. So that's why I do not believe in ghosts at the end of the day. Because I've never encountered one, and there's nothing to encounter, and I haven't seen anybody provide proof. And I've watched a few episodes of these shows here and there with the ghost hunting people or whatever, and this is the proof. It's just all bullshit, man. I'm sorry. The whole thing is bull. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you believe in this. Like I said, I'm not going to be totally a dick about it, or I can't stand you, or we can't be friends, or whatever the case is. It's just, I just want you to realize it's garbage. Like, I don't know how to be better about it. And one more kind of interesting story before I go. These skeptics tried to get, like, these ghost mediums to, they hid something in the house. And they said, oh, well, you know, if a ghost knows where it is, then the ghost can tell you. And of course, you know who lost that test, right? Because, like I said, it's all bullshit. So, I'm sorry for being so late on getting this episode out to you. I'm hoping to get it out to you tonight so you can listen to it on Friday, maybe Thursday. We'll see. But I do want to apologize for that, though. The Super Bowl, I mean, oh, what's the Super Bowl? I don't know. Please don't sue me. The big game really fucked my schedule. And then, you know, having an actual job, because until I'm a billionaire off the podcast, got to do something. So, not even a billionaire, but anyways, until I can pay, you know, my actual just regular life bills through this, you know, I have to work a regular job, and because I work early, that sometimes screws with the schedule, too. So, you know, that was a fuck sandwich right there. One piece of bread was the big game, the other, my actual job. So, sometimes the episodes will come out late or, you know, suffer in that regard, but it's all good. I'm always going to try to get out one a week and, you know, always just say, hey, I'm sorry, and this is why, and, you know, try to get out to you as soon as I can. So, yeah, I'm sorry that you're listening to this a little bit later in the week. Hopefully, you still enjoy it, though. Next week, That's another thing I got to address tonight. It's going to be a surprise. Maybe. If not, I'm going to figure out. I have a topics list. I'm going to figure out one of two that I want to go with. I guess I'll leave that as a surprise too. But there's a big surprise on the horizon for episode 12. So hopefully I can figure out the problems with that, if any do arise. And if not, then we should be good to go in a couple days recording, either Sunday or Monday or whatnot. So, yeah, first I'll figure out, you know, like I said, the technical issues with it, and then the availability. I'm trying to be like you know, like esoteric, like mysterious about what I'm doing, but at the same time, maybe those hints are enough to kind of have you like your mind percolating and figure it out. So, but like I said, it's gonna be a surprise. Maybe if not, expect a regular episode with some sort of topic. Until next time, donate to your ALS charity, ALSA.org, the ALS Association. Please donate to some sort of charity, but ALS, I want to go away. And as always, good night, Malcolm Butler, wherever you are.